Hey Andy, what do you want to do with these slippers?
Okay, we could probably find a box upstairs. That reindeer was in with the reindeer skin back in that room too, so.
Hey, what's your name?
My name's Andy.
Andy.
Nichols.
And who are you in this context?
I'm one of the store managers, and we're building the store. Every year we close it down at the end of the summer, and every year around this time we have to bring everything back in and set it up again.
So what's like left to do? What's on the list?
Everything. A lot. We were running a little late this year. We should have all this done by now. So we'll be ready and open for the morning though. We got a good crew. We're working hard.
And we got everything in here yesterday, and now we're just frantically setting up for the first ship tomorrow. So.
What's your name?
James.
Are you like a fur enthusiast?
I'm a fur. That's a good way to put it. Yeah, I'm passionate about what we sell here.
People come to Sitka and they expect maybe to purchase something that is fur.
Yeah, people, you know, you go on vacation, you go shopping, and if something piques your interest.
No, I mean, it caught my eye. I'm not like a fur person, but I was like, well, I had to come in.
With the women, you know, if it's shiny, soft, or smells good, it's a good product. And especially an industry like this in the town that started the fur trade in Alaska, this is a great location. A lot of people wait their whole lives until they go on their Alaska trip to buy a fur coat. They'll tell their husbands, you know, or their husbands will tell their wives, honey, I'll buy you your fur when we get to Alaska, and this is the spot. They may end up with something they've never thought about in their entire lives, but once you put it on and you feel it and see how it fits and the style, you know, then you're addicted.